This is the Composer's Datebook for July 27th. I'm John Burge. It was on this day in 1929 that the first performance was given of a radio cantata. Not on the radio, oddly enough, but in a concert hall in Baden-Baden. It was entitled Lindbergh's Flight, with a text by Bertolt Brecht and music by both Kurt Weill and Paul Hindemith. This cantata was intended for a later radio broadcast and meant to illustrate both the literal and philosophical aspects of Charles Lindbergh's first ever solo flight across the Atlantic 2 years earlier in 1927. Today, when planes whiz back and forth across the Atlantic every day, carrying hundreds of thousands of passengers, we have to remember that back in 1927, the number of people flying to Europe nonstop was just one, namely Lindbergh, and the feat made headline news around the world. 3 decades after Lindbergh's flight, composer Franz Waxman would write the film score for The Spirit of St. Louis, a 1957 Hollywood version of The Atlantic Crossing, starring Jimmy Stewart. And speaking of Atlantic crossings, Waxman, Weill, and Hindemith, all German-born composers, would emigrate to the U.S. in the 1930s, their flight a result of Nazi oppression. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.
Here at All Classical Radio, we receive support from Neil DuPont's Concerts at the Barn, presenting the Rosebud String Quartet with a quartet by Joseph Haydn. They'll also perform music by Portland composer Kenji Bunch, joined by pianist Susan Smith and Neil DuPont on percussion. 7 p.m. on Wednesday, August 6th, you can find tickets at theconcertsatthebarn.com. Now, here's some incidental music by Edward German from Romeo and Juliet. Adrian Leeper conducts the Czech Radio Symphony Orchestra.